This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Should employees at big companies be required to get the COVID vaccine or test regularly and wear a mask on the job? President Biden says yes, but the Supreme Court says no to his plan. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The court's conservative majority concluded the administration overstepped its authority with the rule, which would have affected more than 80 million Americans. In dissent, the court's three liberals argued it was the court that was overreaching, substituting its judgment for that of health experts. At the same time, the court is allowing the administration's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. That rule has medical and religious exemptions. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Biden says he's not giving up on elections and voting rights legislation, but he's not sure it can pass Congress this year. This after a key fellow Democrat refused to get on board. The AP's Mike Gracia.
President Joe Biden and congressional Democrats were dealt a major blow Thursday as Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona torpedoed hopes of changing Senate rules to advance major elections and voting rights legislation.
While I continue to support these bills, I will not support separate actions that worsen the underlying disease of division infecting our country.
The president was on Capitol Hill, where he met for more than an hour with Senate Democrats. However, Biden all but acknowledged defeat.
If we miss the first time, we could come back and try it a second time.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Australian government has revoked tennis star Novak Djokovic's visa for a second time, just 3 days before the Australian Open begins. His lawyers are expected to appeal. Everybody at the Australian Open is required to be vaccinated against COVID. Novak Djokovic is not. Those in the central U.S. and the east will see a wintry storm in the next day or two, says the Weather Service. This is AP News. Tech giants are in the crosshairs of the January 6th committee. The AP's Jennifer King's got this.
The House committee investigating the Capitol riot has issued subpoenas to Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, and Meta, the company formerly known as Facebook. Committee Chairman Benny Thompson is demanding records from the companies related to their role in allegedly spreading misinformation about the 2020 election and promoting violent extremism in the lead-up to the attack on the Capitol. Thompson says the companies have failed to turn over necessary information after months of engagement. In a letter, Thompson suggests the platforms were complicit in the deadly insurrection, stating how one subreddit community, for example, grew significantly and then migrated to an official website where discussions around the planning of the attack were hosted. The committee has issued dozens of subpoenas to those in Trump's inner circle. On Wednesday, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy rejected the panel's request for interviews and documents, calling it an attempt to damage its political opponents and an abuse of power. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Dow lost 176 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.